Good evening and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. This evening we present The Tangled Web. The play is written and directed by Sarah Lisette Stauffer. Mimi, a teenager, is talking to her mother Anne before leaving to meet her new boyfriend Nick. Anne is quoting from an old book.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave, when first we practice to deceive.
I know what you are doing, Mother. It won't work.
What am I doing?
You're trying to talk me out of it. It won't work.
I understand that every young woman must grow up and leave the nest. I understand. But the way you're going about it is not right, Mimi.
Mother, don't!
I wasn't going to say it, but your whole life...
You were absent from. You don't get to tell me what to do now. I'm an adult. I graduate next month.
Whose fault is that? You pushed me away.
Obviously not far enough.
You were always such a willful child. Even when you were very little. Take, take, take. Never sharing anything. Perhaps we spoiled you.
Spoiled? Ha! You never let me do anything.
Your father would let you do everything. You always resented me because I was the only one who would teach you right from wrong.
My happiest day was when Daddy died, and I finally got to live for myself.
That's a horrible thing to say.
Well, you were a horrible parent. You just shut down. I had to do everything for myself. I still do.
Death has that effect on people.
Well, I guess I'm not most people then.
No, you're not. And now you're going to bring that poor boy right down with you. It just breaks my heart.
I'm not bringing anything down, Mother. Nick loves me, and I expect you to be on your best behavior when I introduce him to you.
What? I thought you were leaving. How?
It's all part of the plan, Mother. See, I want him forever. So that means he's going to have to meet you.
No, 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 it's too soon. You can't. You mustn't.
I told you, Mother. He's the one. I am sure of it.
No, 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 he's too young. You're both so young. He doesn't even know you. He has no idea who you are. I don't even know who you are.
You don't want to know. There is a difference. I plan on telling him everything when the time is right.
You can't do this. This isn't right. You know this isn't right. Wait. Please wait.
Oh, where are my keys? What would I do without my boy?
Take the bus a lot more often. Then again, you'd probably forget your change.
You're probably right. But you should know that memory problems are genetic. I wasn't much older than you when I started to forget things.
So as long as I remember how a deep fryer works, I'm sure I'll remain gainfully employed.
Oh, please. You have a 3.8 grade point average. No son of mine is going to be a fry cook forever.
It's nice you have so much faith in me, Ma.
Yeah, at least they'll promote you to head burger flipper by the time you're 40, still living in the basement.
Such motherly love.
I try.
I'm so lucky.
Anyway, occasionally I do get some things right.
No way, Ma. Front row and center? How the hell did you get these? Pride of the Sierra.
Happy birthday.
My birthday's not for another month.
I know, but I wanted to buy the tickets ahead of time. You know, in case they sold out.
June 26th. Day after my birthday. Perfect present, Mom.
And you can take that nice girlfriend of yours.
Wait, what?
Who wants to go to a concert the day after their 18th birthday with their mom?
Maybe we get a third ticket and you come along with us.
You really want me to like her, don't you?
Well, yeah. She's kind of special. I haven't felt this way before.
I feel bad I haven't gotten the chance to meet her yet. The concert wouldn't work. I have a real estate convention in Aspen that weekend.
Oh.
But I mean, I am sure we'll meet her soon enough, right? It was sure nice of you and her to volunteer to clean up the Bradshaw Mansion, given your history and all with the place.
Don't mention it, Ma.
Mm-hmm.
love it when you do that. It's so cute.
What, hum? What's so endearing about that, huh? An air conditioner can hum. A faulty radio can hum.
I'd love it better if you sing. I bet you have a beautiful voice.
It's all right. My shower seems to think so.
I like that image.
Of me singing?
Of you singing and in the shower.
Perv.
Prude.
Rude.
Crude.
Lewd.
Dude.
Okay, stop.
Maybe if you were less of a prude, I'd be less rude.
Yeah, I think prom night might be the night.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I think you've waited long enough. I hate dogs!
Perry is not a normal dog. He's actually Satan in canine form.
I didn't know Satan was so against teenagers fornicating.
You know I'd like to walk that dog. Spelled W-O-K.
Get away from my fence, you damn hoodlum. Can't even step away for 2 seconds without you harassing him.
Can I help you, Mr. Garrett?
I want to know what the hell you think you're doing creeping around my house so late at school night. Don't you children have parents? Don't you have curfews?
Mr. Garrett, with all due respect, it's 7 p.m. It's Friday night.
Did you have school today?
Well, yes.
Then it's a school night, isn't it?
I live 2 houses down from you. Occasionally I walk by your house. I assure you I mean nothing by it.
Don't play innocent with me, boy. I know juvenile delinquents when I see them.
I'm actually 18. I'm no longer a juvenile.
Well, excellent, young lady. Then I can have you charged as an adult with criminal trespassing.
For walking by your house?
How about for animal abuse? I saw you giving my dog Perry the stink eye.
We weren't doing anything illegal, and your dog was trying to attack us.
Perry can't help it. You smell like hog heaven to him. You smell like a baby whore, drenching yourself in channel number 5, I bet. My 4th ex-wife loved channel number 5. She also loved Rodrigo, our pool boy from Brazil.
Look, just leave us alone. We aren't bothering you. Your dog tried to take off my nuts.
Watch your mouth, young man. Not in front of the lady.
Didn't you just call me a baby whore 10 seconds ago?
Well, if the perfume fits. You don't like pool boys, do you?
Seriously, go home. Go watch Matlock.
How about I call the cops? You shouldn't be going into creepy old mansions at night with a boy. I know what you're doing.
Go ahead and call the cops, old man River. And it's Chanel number 5, you cretin. Learn your perfumes. That's probably why she left you.
This is why I love you.
I can't believe that guy. You've been his neighbor for 18 years. Your mom's face, Dee Dee Thomas, is on the real estate sign in front of the place. And we have a key. No one's gonna care about anything he has to say, right? I mean, I'm just worried that he might call an ambulance or fire truck or the cops or something and take away from people who are actually in trouble.
You think no one is gonna care that I'm going into a deserted old house with the hot new girl in town?
Seriously. Go dangle a leg over old man Garrett's Perry. I bet he's hungry.
Sorry. It's just this place is as big as I remembered it. You know, the whole world seems like the top of a beanstalk when you're 6. It still is. Just as massive as I remembered it. Like a fortress. It really is a mansion. But it feels so...
empty?
Yeah, it's hard to believe it's been deserted for more than 13 years. Seems like only yesterday.
Not to me.
Well, you've only lived here 1/2 year. To everyone else, the Bradshaw Mansion is this county's living legend. Everyone knows it's haunted. My mom couldn't sell this place after Anne Bradshaw died. No one has lived here since. But she said they managed to locate a distant family member, so I guess the problem's solved. Mom said they'd be moving in by next month. I don't think they'll stay, though. I just wanted to visit one more time before it eventually ends up demolished.
I can see why. This place feels like a cemetery. It's cold, drafty, and there are cobwebs everywhere.
It kind of is. Before I walked outside to meet you, I had been cleaning and dusting for hours after school. I moved a whole bunch of mildewy clothes up to the attic. There was cobwebs all over them.
Oh, that's why you weren't in last period? Why would you ever want to be in here alone? This place is creepy.
I kind of wanted it to look nicer for your first turn inside it. No wonder people think this place is haunted. Everything is just how they left it. Their old board games strung out in the living room. There's still family photos up in the den. Also, cobwebby. I could never live here. That's too much history. At least, to me. Nothing like a tragedy where the whole family dies.
Except the mom, right? Anne Bradshaw? She wasn't on the plane.
Yeah, she was the only surviving member of her family. She died less than a year later.
Yeah, I remember seeing a memorial wall for her. It's hard to believe she stayed living here way after they were gone. The silence must have been deafening. She wasn't that old. Why did she die?
No one knows. She was sick and going through grief. I guess that's what killed her. A few times anyone saw her after the memorial service, they said her dark hair had turned gray. Almost overnight. My mom tried to come over and doctor her. Convinced her maybe move away from the memories, but she wouldn't even let her come inside. She said she didn't want to see anyone anymore. Mom told me it was probably too hard for her being around people. Especially once they had been so close to her and the boys. And Lisa.
Lisa?
Yeah. Lisa. Born Melissa Bradshaw. The youngest one. My best friend.
Yeah, I haven't read much on her. Just the parents and the twins. Not so much on the little girl.
Yeah, we were both little back then. Girl next door, boy next door, destined to be best friends. I haven't really been close to any girl since her. Until you.
You were six.
I peaked early. And at that age, you are friends forever.
You told me you used to hang out here, but I assumed it was with the boys. Why weren't you closer to them?
Sam and Sean? They were a little older, and they had each other. Lisa always felt left out, and I was an only kid, so we just had each other. Her parents never let her go anywhere or do anything. I was her only friend. And probably because my mom sold in the house. She was homeschooled. We were inseparable. We did everything together. I always thought we'd do everything together. I was so destroyed after she died.
You know, I've known you for 6 months, and this is the most that you have ever opened up to me. You must have really loved her. Why didn't you tell me before?
I told you, I don't really talk to anyone, especially girls.
That's not good, Nick.
Hey, you'd probably have walls around you too if everyone you love died or left you.
It's not their fault they died. People die, Nick. People move. People get divorced. Nothing lasts forever.
I know. That doesn't make it easier to lose them. Anyways, this house is stuck in time and it's creepy. It's like at any moment this house just expects the whole family to come walking through the door.
Houses aren't alive, Nick. And they aren't haunted either.
You don't believe in ghosts?
I never said that.
You said this place is creepy.
It is creepy, and drafty, and lonely, but it's not haunted.
You said you don't believe in haunted houses.
I don't think that houses are haunted, just people. And a living ghost is far more terrifying than a dead one.
What do you mean, living ghost?
A haunted person.
Are you saying I'm haunted?
I'm saying you don't really open yourself up to living, and I don't know why. You know, we should probably get to cleaning. Your mom is going to be back from Colorado tomorrow. She expects this place to be spotless, and she's paying for it. Grab a rag and help me dust. I want her to know I helped. Maybe we should finish the attic.
Nikki.
Mimi? Did you say something?
You heard me.
No, I mean, did you just call me Nikki?
No.
I swear to God, I just heard someone say my name. Well, my nickname, the one no one has called me since I was six.
I'm never saying your name again in any context if you don't help me clean. There's so many cobwebs. Ew, there's especially bad around the photos in the den.
Really? First time we're alone together in a massive empty house, and you want me to clean it and do my job for me? I can't figure out if that makes you the best or worst girlfriend in the world. Anyways, I spend so much time crouched down in that nappy attic that my legs are still kinda numb. It felt like 1,000 needles for a moment when I stood up. Don't you just hate that feeling when your legs fall asleep? I should probably sit down until I can feel my legs again.
Nick. Okay, that's definitely creepy.
You heard that then?
Heard what? That's you, isn't it?
What?
This isn't one of the twins in this picture with Lisa. That's you, isn't it? I recognize you by your baby face and your big brown eyes.
Yeah. That's me. Wow. I haven't seen a picture of Lisa in years.
Is she everything you remember?
Yeah. I can't believe I forgot about her dog eyes, though.
What? Give me that. That little girl does not have dog eyes. Thank God you're ridiculously attractive, or you would have never got me to go out with you. I think old man Garrett is more of a charmer than you. Dog eyes? What do you mean?
She had one blue eye and one brown eye. Like the Australian Shepherd her brothers owned. She was a cat person, too. She hated them, but I thought they were cool.
You would.
Boys who tease, wanna be your squeeze.
Nick's a charmer.
Okay. Did you hear that? I swear I just heard my mom.
There are so many cobwebs. Ugh, they're so thick and sticky.
My phone was turned off.
Nikki.
Mimi, I think we should leave. I swear I keep hearing my mom. Something isn't right here.
What? We just got here.
I swear I keep hearing someone calling my name. And I think I breathed in too much dust. I feel lightheaded. Oh yeah, and I swear I'm hearing things.
Seriously, clean your ears out. I said sticky, not Nikki.
I don't know. I don't feel good about being here. Oh, I got this knot in my stomach.
When the walls start dripping blood, we will talk. In the meantime, I just want to make the place look presentable. There's even cobwebs around the photos.
Nikki.
Me?
Nikki.
Mimi, seriously, you aren't hearing someone whispering Nikki?
No. Now for the last time, we are doing this. I wanted you to meet my mother first, but since yours is coming tomorrow, it doesn't look like that's going to happen. You can at least help me win her over. She was kind enough to buy us that limo for prom.
My mother is seriously going to be so relieved you aren't imaginary that she probably wouldn't even care if you had a tail. Again, I'm sorry. I did want to meet your mom. I just haven't had the opportunity yet. But my mom is seriously looking forward to meeting you.
Nikki.
I'm really surprised my mom hasn't dropped in on you yet. She usually doesn't leave me alone. She's got all these opinions about you, and she's never even met you. I wouldn't be surprised if she followed us here.
Nikki.
I suppose it could just be a draft rustling those cobwebs. But seriously, you shouldn't touch those. Where there's a web, there's spiders, and you could get bit. Let my mom call an exterminator.
Good boy, Nikki. I need to call still.
Just cobwebs. Active imagination. Should not drink Red Bull after six. But seriously, babe. It's Black Widow season. Let's leave. Arachnophobia is more than just a movie.
You know what? You're right. I'll just box up the pictures, and then we'll be on our way.
All right, I'll call my mom and let her know. Hey, Mom?
Nick, why did you take so long to pick up? I've been trying to get a hold of you for hours.
Is that your mom?
Yes, go, go.
I'm still out at the Bradshaw house cleaning up, Mom. There's a lot of cobwebs, so me and Mimi are just going to box up some pictures and go. Did old man Carrot call you? That nosy bastard.
That's not funny, Nick. I got a call from Mrs. Burns that there was an ambulance called to Garrett's house this evening. He had a heart attack, and they took him away. Poor guy.
That's impossible, Mom. Me and Mimi just talked to Mr. Garrett.
What happened to Mr. Garrett?
Nick, that can't be. They took him away hours ago. It's nearly 3 a.m. You're still there?
Yeah, we are, but your time zone must be different, Mom. There's no way it's 3 a.m.
Wait, Mimi is with you? Still? I'm not on speaker, am I?
What? She is, and I know you aren't. Why?
What's she saying, Nick?
Your girlfriend, Nick. Her last name. Is it Fox?
Yeah, it is. Remember I told you a few months back and you laughed because she was crazy like a fox?
What's going on?
Nick, please listen to me. I want you to get out of the house right now. It isn't safe.
Mom, really. It's fine. Everything is fine. Nothing bad is happening. She's looking forward to meeting you tomorrow, and it's perfectly safe. Just kind of dirty. The house, I mean. Not my thoughts. You know how I feel about spiders. Also, I think the air conditioner is broke. I'm sweating like a mad dog.
Lisa.
Damn kids, get out of my yard.
Hold on, Mom. I can hardly hear you through some weird static coming through.
Maybe I heard it too.
Nick, please. I do not have a good feeling about this. You need to get out of there right now.
Clever like a...
Damn, kids.
I'm seriously getting some weird static on this phone. I'm picking up voices and everything. I keep thinking I hear the name Nikki.
Nick, I think you need to sit down.
Oh, trust me, Mom, I am. That Mr. Garrett thing has floored me.
Hey, Nick, you should tell your mom you love her so we can beat the dust off of that sofa before we go.
Nikki, danger. Mimi, go.
I just got the name of the new owner of the Bradshaw Mansion. Her name is Melissa Bradshaw.
Nick, what's wrong? You look pale.
Lisa.
It's gotta be a coincidence. Some family name. She died. Lisa died in a plane crash when she was 6. It's gotta be an aunt or something. She was named after.
Lisa, what are you saying?
Mimi? You heard it too?
Lisa, please come home.
Honey, not only is the girl the right age to be her, but she goes by a new name now. Her adopted name is Mimi. Mimi Fox.
What?
Nick, give me the phone. You aren't feeling well.
What? Ah! You can't be Lisa. Lisa's dead.
Hi, Miss Thomas. Mimi here. And I was so looking forward to meeting you first. Love what you've done with the place.
What have you done to my son?
Goodbye, Mrs. Thomas.
Hello? 911?
No! Get away from me! You aren't her. You can't be her. She is dead. How can this be happening?
You're right. Lisa Bradshaw died in a plane crash with her father and brothers over the Rocky Mountains. Or at least, that's what all the papers read. That's what my mother let them think. My poor mother. She was so out of it. Of course, Daddy wouldn't let me go on the plane trip with the boys. Mama had to stay home with me. After they found out what I had done to those stupid mutts. Guess I shouldn't have buried them so close to the house.
You killed them.
They were just dogs. I told you, I don't like dogs. Psychologists said that that's one of the signs of a budding psychopath. But whatever, they were just dogs.
Oh my God. But you were just a kid.
Yep, just a little girl. And because she was mad that she got left behind. Because Sean and Sam and Daddy never came home. Sometimes people don't. And my mother blamed me. She told me I didn't exist anymore. She told me I was dead. She told me I was never to be seen. So I disappeared. I ate all the food in the pantry. And then one day, she got sick. And started to get sicker.
Lisa. Lisa. I am sorry. But it's not too late. You can help him. He's just a boy. He hasn't done anything to you.
Oh, God. My head is spinning. I'm sorry.
It's so cold where I am.
Her hair didn't only turn gray. It went white. It fell out. Her skin got so pale and thin, I could practically see her skull underneath. She hardly moved. She was so sick and nauseous. She said she had headaches and she sweated through all of her bed sheets. She would moan because her back ached so much. Before she died, she managed to give me everything I needed to find new life. I moved in with a family a couple towns over and claimed my mother was my aunt and that my family had died in a car crash overseas. Lisa was dead, so Mimi got to start anew.
So sorry, my baby.
Why did she die? Do you know?
Venom.
My mother just shut down when her family died. Completely. She was practically dead already. I was too small to clean those cobwebs. I was not allowed to call for help. So they built up. I didn't find out much later that at the autopsy, they found a bite mark under her armpit. My mom didn't die from a broken heart. She died from a Black Widow spider bite.
No! Liar! Deceiver! Killer!
I think I see her now. But she's dead. I don't understand.
It won't be long now.
And no one ever knew. They just assumed she got sick. I kept all the proof that I was Lisa Bradshaw's secret. I waited till I turned 18 to come back here and get my life back. Get back with you.
This whole time? How could I not know it's you?
Don't be so hard on yourself, old buddy. I grew up. New hair, new name, new body, and one colored contact. And I figured it would be enough to keep you in the dark. Till I finally told you the truth. I love you. I plan on keeping you here with me forever.
No, baby. No, not the way.
Shut up, mother. You could use some company.
Lisa, I love you too. And I want to be with you too. But this is all so much at once. You want to stay here in this house? In this haunted house? Forever?
And ever. Like you promised me. Houses aren't haunted, Nick. Just people.
I don't feel so well, Lisa. I think I need to lay down. I must be in shock for forever's a long time. Wow. I feel dizzy.
It's just the spider's bite. And you were bitten by so many. Their babies are microscopic and so much more deadly. I'm guessing your legs are falling asleep was actually a million tiny little things. I'm actually surprised you've lasted this long. It's not like waiting 13 years to make your first love fulfill his promise, but it's a start. When you started hearing voices, I knew you were fading fast. I can wait a little longer, love. Don't worry. No way an ambulance can get here fast enough.
I tried. I tried so hard.
Lisa, please.
Don't fight it. My mother didn't, and it was painful for her. God knows how many of those buggers I had to drop into her sheets every night before it finally took. I'm going up to the attic, my love. I will be with you soon.
Lisa, please call for help. Please.
But Nick, silly, I want you to meet my mother first. She's missed you for so long.
You have been listening to The Tangled Web, written and directed by Sarah Lissette Stauffer. Our cast featured Addison May as Mimi, Quetzal Perez as Nick, Mary Chambers as Anne, Jessica Worth as Dee, Michael Killingbeck as Mr. Garrett. Casting by Sarah Lissette Stauffer. Our technical director, as always, is Lily Dubois. I'm your host, Dickie Magadoff. Good night, and thanks for listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater.